No more fear, Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so cool. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
The legend of Nigger Charlie.
Charlie is my name. And I'm riding to stay alive.
Nigger Charlie tore a white man's world apart with his gun. And every shot said, no one is ever gonna own Nigger Charlie again. Paramount Pictures presents The Legend of Nigger Charlie. Somebody warned the West. Nigger Charlie ain't running no more. The Legend of Nigger Charlie in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's down, exploded up with hot piss!
Boy, I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab it too much. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, no.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got rubbing my tummy.
Yeah! Who else here see the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah! Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the Friday edition of Distorted View Daily as we end the week here. We're merely a day away from St. Patrick's Day, and that got me thinking about one of the most popular clips we've ever played here on Distorted View. It's really taken on a life of its own. I think just about everyone has seen and heard this clip. There are t-shirts that have been made in reference to this video clip. It's, of course, the leprechaun found in Alabama.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Not one goddamn...
My witnesses say the...
Not one white person. I know there are white people in Alabama, right? Not one white person is out here in the middle of the night looking for a leprechaun.
Leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
That's because it's not there.
This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun...
You know what it could be? It could be a crackhead that got into the wrong stuff and got up in the tree and told him to play a leprechaun. Here is one of my other favorite clips based on this video. It is a rap song with clips from the leprechaun video.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! I wanna know where to go.
All right, wait a second, guys. I have to stop this here. One of the related videos, you know, when I'm playing this through YouTube, right? And one of the related videos on the side here, the title is Pregnant Ghetto Black Woman Fights at a Chuck E. Cheese. I have to hear what this is. I don't know if this is going to be good or not. It appears to be from a local news report.
They say my stepdaddy punched her, but I don't know.
Developing tonight, she's out on bond for inciting a riot Saturday night in
a riot at Chuck E. Cheese?
Popular family pizza restaurant. She and her family were supposed to be celebrating a little boy's birthday, but now she and her mother, sister, stepdad, and boyfriend are all facing charges. The fight broke out at the Chuck E. Cheese in Hickory Hill. Kelly Hesedahl is live with the latest. Kelly.
Well, Claudia, the suspect, 18-year-old Juanica Key, revealed a lot to us during an interview today. She tells us she came here to Chuck E. Cheese's to celebrate her son's birthday. She also tells us she's pregnant.
This right here, this where they was at. They was taking the
this right here.
But Juanica Key and several relatives posed for more than just family pictures Saturday.
Everybody like putting it on me. It's five of us got arrested. Me, my mom, my sister, my boyfriend, and my stepdad.
They were celebrating her two-year-old son's birthday when they were hauled out of Chuck E. Cheese's in handcuffs. She says it all started because of a long line at the photo booth.
My sister and my little brother was taking pictures. And the girl said, "Dang, how long are y'all going to be?"
An argument started, escalated, and turned into a brawl when police say Key's stepdad intervened, punched the girl, and gave her a black eye.
Other people jumping in who didn't have nothing to do with the fight.
Court papers describe absolute chaos, with fists flying between...
All right. The police report says the incident turned into a melee. Although melee is spelled M-A-L-A-Y. Is that... That's not how you spell melee. Isn't melee M-E-L-E-E? I think melee... like M-A-L-A refer... Or I'm sorry. M-A-L-A-Y refers to people from Malaysia or something. Which is not the case here. All right. Let's continue on. I've got to hear how this plays out.
The victim's family and the suspects. Police say customers and children began panicking and running from the scene to avoid getting involved.
Maybe they fled to Malaysia. That would make sense.
By shoppers call it ridiculous.
Kind of kid environment, mostly for kids and for adults to act like that. That was kind of disturbing to me.
That's
I feel so embarrassed.
But Key has no regrets and disputes any of this was her fault. After all,
because of the fact that I'm pregnant and I'm looking like, well, I'm gonna fight if I'm pregnant. I'm not trying to lose my child.
That's right. Now, there's so many more related videos that I want to play for you with titles such as Two Gay Guys Fighting for Skipping at a Welfare Line, Popeye's Chicken Shouting Fight, also good Waffle House Fight in Columbus, Ohio. All right, guys, we're going to take this one at a time. Let's start with rude black woman with a bad mouth has no respect for mother and her little baby.
I don't give a shit. Exactly. I can say whatever the fuck I want to say. Fucking
yeah, there's a white woman with her holding her child. And I guess the black woman was using some of her potty language. And the mother said, "Can you watch your mouth, please, nigger?" No, I don't know if she said that or not. But she probably said something like, can you please watch your mouth? And the black lady does not like that at all. Because she can say whatever the fuck she wants. To say.
That's fine.
Get out of my face.
Fuck out of here, bitch.
Are you guys enjoying the return of Black Friday here on Distorted View Daily? Instead of being racist every day of the week, I've decided to really concentrate the racism on one day.
I fucking do. Period. What are you gonna do? So what? How about I get my fucking order? Period. I pay for something, I want my food. Period.
She's hungry.
For a little bit for outside.
I'm not going anywhere until I get my food. I pay for food, I want my food. Get my food quick. Period.
That's true. Well, McDonald's is supposed to be fast food. There are a lot of people there, though. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. Now I think it's two black women fighting. What happened to the white woman with her kid?
I don't think
she cares.
Don't say shit to me then.
Okay, all right, you get the idea. That's enough for Black Friday. Moving on. we'll play some of the other clips later. Tonetta is back with some new music. You can always tell when Tonetta, the man, is horny because his music really reflects it. Yeah, the song is called Head, and the lyrics go, "I need head, I need head."
We've all been in his shoes, right? Sorry, we've all been in his pumps. Yeah. I don't know if there's. I wasn't sure if there was going to be more lyrics to that, or if it was just "I need head, I need head, I need head." If you think I'm paying Bill Lynch, ooh, ooh, ooh. If you think I'm paying Bill Lynch, I need head. If you think I'm paying Bill Lynch, that's $1,200 an hour, and I ain't no dimwit, baby. Have any of you guys tried having sex with Tonetta music playing, you know, as mood music? If so, email me. Let me know how that went for you. All right. And finally, before we get into the news today, this might annoy you. I've got a test of patience. I was going to play this at the beginning of the show, but I thought maybe it might turn some people off, which I guess is kind of the point of the test of patience. But this was sent in. By one of my idiot listeners on my Facebook page. Take a listen to this song, Solid Potato Salad. By the way, this was done in all seriousness. This was done like in the 70s or 60s or something. Who is so into potato salad? Like, this potato salad is so good, I just have to sing about it. Salad. Even the best potato salad is not that great. Potato salad, and let's have no cat. Solid potato salad, boy. Take my plate, fill it up, and bring it right back. But I just have to mention, I'm just going to stop here real quick. Distorted View is the weirdest show. Like, there are some episodes where I play 10 minutes of porn, like cock gagging, disgusting cum fart noise. And there's other episodes of the show, no porn is played, but songs like this, Solid Potato Salad, is played. You never know what you're going to get on this stupid show. Doing some sort of gymnastics. I guess this is the breakdown part of Solid Potato Salad. They're doing the potato salad. It's a dance move they created. Actually, they're quite some of these moves are insane. I'm gonna have to post this on distortedview.com so you can check it out, or just go to my Facebook page. And don't forget to like us, become a fan of Distorted View, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. That's some smashing sauerkraut, yeah! I was just trying to come up with some more hits based on stupid foods. I don't know. Their follow-up hit is adequate applesauce. All right, yeah, if you're not a sideshow freak, sign up right now. It is Distorted View's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. What does that get you? Well, I'm so glad you asked. What is it? What do you do? What happens when you're a sideshow member? I completely forgot. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 1,500 shows at this point. Plus, every week we do extended programs and exclusive shows. I try to do video casts for you as well. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did an exclusive show. I talked, this is kind of crazy. Haley's Comet emailed me and said, you got to play a clip. Haley's comment said, I was listening to this podcast called the S&M Rants, and they featured a website. It was all about erotic hypnosis or something like that. And I didn't want to play because I feel like, oh, this podcast discovered something. I don't want to just rip them off. But I did play one of the testimonials from that website, and of course I mentioned that it was from the S&M podcast. This is why I don't listen to other podcasts, because I don't want to take stuff from them. And I get, so if I find something
that has been played by another podcast, I don't feel like I've ripped them off. But at any rate, that's my own thing. You don't know how badly I was wrestling with the idea of even playing that audio. It's one of my weird things. But regardless, I definitely mentioned them on yesterday's show. And lo and behold, I got an email from one of the hosts. And the host is a big fan of the show, so much so that she is a sideshow member. And she wants me to come on the S&M Rant podcast. So I definitely feel like I should do that. So we're going to set something up, and I'll be a guest on that show. And, you know, they call the idiots that they feature on their program fucktards, right? So there's some synergy there. I think you guys would really like that podcast. So, yeah, basically the idea behind their show is they read a few weird news stories that feature idiots, basically, just morons or fucktards. And then I think they call up someone, they have a guest, and that person judges, like, who's the biggest fucktard of the week or something. And that, I guess, will be me. And who better to judge fucktards than me? I mean, every single day I feature fucktards, and I have fucktards as listeners, and I'm a fucktard, surrounded by fucktards. So, yeah, again, I got to say thanks to Monica is her name. From the S&M Rant. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I completely forgot about this, you know, Bill, DB listener, an artist, he did all of the great artwork on the merchandise that I was selling last year. And I believe you can still purchase it. There's some stuff still available, I think. But at any rate, he emailed me, and he has a comic book coming out called Double Jumpers. And he was hoping that you guys would check it out, maybe pre-order it. I mean, it's a fucking comic book, so it's not going to be super expensive or something. Help a freak out. So the one thing I mentioned it on Wednesday's show, but I forgot to put a link. So today I'm definitely going to put a link on the show notes this weekend when you get a chance. Check out Double Jumpers. There's a little preview. You can pre-order it online. And I believe you can also go to like any comic book store and request it. And they'll get it in for you. So definitely check that out. DB listener Bill. Bill's artwork is amazing. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, I love this story. It's right up our alley. A cute bunny has died tragically. Distorted View was there, stepping on it. No, a baby rabbit born with no ears was being filmed by a news team. Oh, no. When the cameraman accidentally stepped on him by mistake on Wednesday. The bunny didn't suffer. So how do you know that? He crushed a bunny. Of course it suffered, said the distraught director of the zoo in Germany, who had hoped to turn the rare rabbit into a media star. Well, mission accomplished. Look, the news is covering it. Why else would they cover a stupid bunny with no ears? The future had looked so bright for Tiny Till, a rabbit born without ears 3 weeks ago in a small zoo in eastern Germany. Earless rabbits are very rare, and that factor combined with his cuteness would surely have made him a media celebrity, especially in Germany, which has a history of worshipping furry baby animals, but not Jews. And, you know, Jews are hairy. Like, you know, isn't that, like, have you seen Jews shirtless? They're a hairy breed of people. You'd think the Germans would love them, but no. No, not at all. But then, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm a little high today. But then fate struck. Till was meant to be presented to the press at a news conference. Okay, I have a question for you. Why would you, if you're going to present a rabbit, why would he not be in a cage, first of all? Why would you just let him, you're just letting him roam the stage and behind you? This makes no sense. All right, Till was meant to be presented to the press at a news conference on Thursday, and the zoo had invited TV camera teams to film him lolloping happily. Is that a word, lolloping? Lolloping happily ahead of the big day. Here's what happened. The big oaf of a cameraman took one step back and trotted on the bunny. He was immediately dead. He didn't suffer. It was a direct hit. Bullseye. No one could have foreseen this. Everyone here is upset. The cameraman was distraught. Cheer up, guys. Soon things will be back to normal, and life will be all sunshine and lollipops.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rain goes disappear, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine.
Oh, man. If you thought that story was bad, just you wait. This one doesn't have to do with animals. Well, it kind of has to do with animals, but more so children. You've got to be worried when I say that a news story involves children and animals. It's going to get bad. All right, the story comes from Oklahoma. More charges and even another arrest could happen in a child torture case. The county sheriff's office is calling it one of the worst cases they have ever seen. This is really the perfect storm of distorted view news stories. Laura Thomas, 47, is facing child abuse charges, and her husband, 58-year-old Aubrey Stewart Thomas, is facing charges for enabling the abuse. Laura Thomas is still in custody. Her husband is out on bond. Investigators say the abuse occurred at their home in Sperry, Oklahoma. It's a terrible thing that something like this could happen. Oh, come on, just out with it. What happened? I can't imagine people doing such horrid things, said neighbor Paula Byfield. It is, if not the most, probably one of the most heinous crimes. Oh, this lead-up is killing me. Come on. Investigators say the Thomases' four adopted children, two boys and two girls, were abused for as long as 9 years. The children are between 13 and 15 years old. Okay. Food was an issue and punishment. It was that they were allowed only a certain amount of food. The kids talked about that, and if they overstepped that limit, there was punishment. Okay, court documents detail. The children were allegedly paddled regularly. Ting. Forced to eat horse manure. Ting, ting. Forced to perform sex acts. Ting, ting, ting. Fed bar soap and cayenne pepper, and forced to vomit food and eat it off the floor. Ting, 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 ting. Perfect news story. We got it right here. This is the last episode of Distorted View. It'll never get better than this. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a nice life, freaks. All right. It's hard because we have monster. It's hard because we have families of our own, and for people to be able to adopt children and then abuse them like these children have been abused, it's just wrong, said the sheriff, whatever. According to court documents, the couple had two other foster children. They're dead now. No, who were removed from the home in 2003 by the Department of Human Services after signs of abuse were discovered. DHS released a statement from their communications director, Cherie Powell. The horrendous acts of abuse this couple is accused of committing against these children are sickening. Our primary concern is for the well-being of these children. You can never get the taste of horse manure out of your mouth. That'll stay with you for the rest of your life. These kids should all be put down. It's the humane thing to do, right? Like, I'm not saying that because I'm mean. I'm just saying, how do you recover from that? Eating horse manure and your own vomit off the floor. Come on. All right. Final story we have for you today. I don't know. What is this world coming to? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's great for this program that the world is a nightmare. All right, final story we have for you today. Elephants in captivity are becoming too inbred. So a German researcher has amassed a sperm bank of wild elephant semen for zoos to draw upon. There's just one small problem. Sperm is not a commodity bull elephants give up lightly. All right, you really got to work it. You know what I mean? It's not like a two-minute ordeal. You can't just pop some porn in and jerk an elephant off. Believe me, I have tried repeatedly, time and time, and I will continue to try until I get it right. All right, zoos across the world are facing a growing crisis. The dwindling gene pool of their elephants. In fact, one rather drained male called Jackson. What? Oh, I get it. The elephant's name is Jackson. Yes, one rather drained. Yes, he's drained of all his cum. One rather drained male called Jackson has sired many of the captive calves born in the United States in the last 10 years. That's why every couple of years, Thomas Hildebrand of Berlin's Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research takes to the southern African skies in a helicopter over the savannah, searching for bulls. Once a potentially fertile specimen has been identified, the helicopter swoops down and Hildebrand fires a narcotic dart to stun the animal. That's when the real work begins. He straddles the elephant, takes him. There then follows a simple 5-minute procedure known as electro-ejaculation. That does not sound pleasant at all. It's an established medical method for paraplegic men. Oh, yeah. You shock the cock into coming, which has been used for 25 to 30 years, though it's rarely performed on wild animals, he says. A probe is inserted about 3 to 4 centimeters into the lower intestine. This is different than what I've seen. Yes, near the gonadal nerve center. That's what I should call the Distorted View studio. Welcome to the gonadal nerve center. All right. This is then stimulated with 5 to 15 volt charges that causes a contraction of the entire reproductive tract, which leads to the sperm being forced out. The biggest challenge in this somewhat eye-watering procedure, yes, where are the YouTube videos, is the powerful anesthetic in the dart. This happens to trigger a muscle contraction that causes the elephant's 1.5-meter-long penis to retract into its cavity. This, according to the elephant insemination experts, takes some teasing out. Come on, you tickle it out. The problem is, in order to extract the sperm hygienically, we have to get the tip out and clean it. The same way I ejaculate, basically. It's quite a process. All right, where are we at here? Once this is achieved and the sperm is safely collected, it is immediately frozen and later thawed out and tested for various elephant diseases, like elephant STDs. This is all part of Project Frozen Dumbo. Are you shitting me, really? Project Frozen Dumbo come. No, Project Frozen Dumbo, a project started 2 years ago to collect sperm for banks stored at the zoo near Saint-Eugène in central France. I don't know. There's only one snag, though. No elephant has yet been successfully inseminated with sperm. So they have all this sperm and it doesn't work. Elephants can't be inseminated. Yes, the problem is no elephant has yet been successfully inseminated with sperm that has previously been frozen, but we're so close to it. We're very, very optimistic, said Hildebrandt. There are many problems. Sperm are very fragile cells. Because they move, the entire propulsion system in the cells has to be preserved during the thawing out process and can't be damaged by ice crystals. There you go. All of this to save the elephant population. You know, I thought there was a problem with bees. Remember, everyone's saying that their bees are becoming extinct or more rare or something. Just check my fucking bathroom, because that's where they're all at, apparently. We have got a nest. I talked about this yesterday on the show, in the attic or something. And for some reason, the two bathrooms in this house just go right up into the attic. Like, the light fixture, there's like holes or something that go right up to the attic, and that's where the bees are coming out. And I have bees in the bathroom. I can't even take a shit. And you know, I like to take my time taking shit. It's my fortress of solitude of sorts. I love to sit in there and read and just take my time crapping, and I can't because I'm afraid bees are going to sting me. Stupid bees. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. I don't know. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is going to be pretty quick. I only grabbed like 5 of them here just because I want to, get done. Look, it's already 28 minutes into the program. I'm way behind.
Hey, faggot. Tried the Dorito taco from Taco Bell. Pretty delicious. Now that daylight...
It's pretty delicious. What's going on with the voicemails?
Pretty delicious. Oh. Now that daylight savings happened, we expected to get our shows later now. Faggot. Go to the gym. Sniff some ass, piece of shit.
Yeah, that's right. You know me. I sniff ass and watch Gem. That's pretty much what I do with my day.
Hi, Timmy. This is Naughty Nipples calling. I just had a call and tell you how much joy I get from your retarded show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. I was just on the train, and you were playing for Club DJ, his call to the Juggalo radio show.
That was on a sideshow. It was either on the extended portion or exclusive show. So if you want to hear it, sign up for the sideshow.
And new shout-outs for Timmy Boo, and then more stuff from Stroke Club DJ. God love you both.
Yeah,
and,
he's a
and
great, great guy.
Thanks so much.
Bye. I'd love to meet Strip Club DJ. I know he's friends with Shereel Murkowski. I don't know if they've ever met or not, but
sure. Hey, it's a loyal sideshow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hey, TJ.
I have another quick question.
Long time
for you
listening.
For Distorted View trivia.
Oh,
this one concerns a sketch that you did a few years ago. It's one of my personal favorites. It's called Special Ed Slowdown. And
Special Ed Slowdown was actually before, it was another one of these sketches that I did before it was a real podcast. Remember I told you before, right before there was a podcast, I did like 30-minute shows where I would talk about a news story and the news story would lead into a stupid little skit or sketch or whatever. And Special Ed Slowdown was one of those. And then, you know, when I started doing the podcast, I was able to fit it into a show or whatever. But yes, that's where Special Ed Slowdown came from. I think I'll probably know this one because Special Ed Slowdown is one of my personal favorites, too.
Basically, if you don't remember what the sketch is about, it concerns these two window lickers that are running to be the mayor of this town called Virgilville. And you did, like, newscasts, you did interviews, you did negative campaign ads,
yeah,
all sorts of shit. It was really good. Now, my question is, what are the names of two window lickers that were running to be the mayor of this town?
Oh, shit. Hold on. You know what? Let's see. Special Ed Slowdown. I don't remember their names. Damn it. They were good retard names too.
All right. Got your answer? Okay, one of them was named
give me one and then maybe I can do the other one.
Named Arnie Lankman.
Arnie Lankman, yes.
And the
Arnie Lankman. Yeah.
The other one
I don't know
was named Rudy Sherwood.
Oh yeah.
And Rudy Sherwood you did the negative campaign ad for
yeah.
Rudy Sherwood. And my favorite part of the whole sketch is at the end of the negative campaign ad, you're doing the voice of this woman, I guess like a caretaker for him or something.
His mom, I think.
And
yeah.
She's like, Rudy Sherwood defecates.
And then it slows down.
And I find myself saying that.
Yeah, you know, I'll play that at the end of the show today. So, you know, because I don't think I haven't played that thing in years. But, yeah, we'll do it at the end.
Oh, hello. I didn't see that. This is Dylan. Okay, Lou. Well, I need to tell you about this, I need to tell the listeners about this other podcast I find great. I find your show great, too, but...
Well, thank you.
Listeners might also find this other show funny. It's called The Greenlight Show.
Never heard of it.
I remember, a while back, so, like, during the break...
Why are you talking like that? That's not your normal voice. I remember. Many years ago. Dylan, aren't you like 13?
Original song.
First of all, you should not be listening to this program. 18 and above. I mean, can't you see on the iTunes thing? It says explicit right there. All right, go ahead, Dylan.
One of the guys from the show made.
Yeah.
One of them was a nice, melodic, like harmonic love song.
Like your voice?
But then, like, it evolved.
All right, whatever. Check out the show that he wants you to check out. I'm not going to play this whole fucking thing.
Hey, Tim, it's the Black Mamba.
Hello.
I've been listening to your financial problem for quite some time now. It's just $5 a shot.
What's my financial problem?
For your sideshow.
Oh, that I want you to give me money to provide entertainment? Yes, I think it's worth
members.
It. It's not a problem. It's only a problem if you make it a problem. And I don't think you want to make it a problem, because then I'm your problem.
And
you don't want me being your problem. Just hand over money, Christ.
I actually have a solution for you. And you'll be rich beyond your wildest dreams,
oh.
And you never have to get off the couch.
No, oh, perfect.
So here we go. You know, the Mamba family has been on government assistance for 5 generations.
Sure.
We're damn well proud of it. Mm-hmm. But when the state of Michigan says we can't be on it any longer, I had to do something. So what I did was I went down to the nearest corner, mm-hmm. And there was an old folks home there. And what I did was I walked in, and I picked some lady out that had cataracts. And, you know, she was on oxygen.
Them swindle
probably
the elderly.
Had about a week's worth of life left in her. And I ran up to her, and I gave her a big hug, and I said, Grandma, Mom wants you to sign these papers.
Ooh.
Well, what she was signing was a life insurance policy I took out on her.
See, that'll only work if the old person doesn't have any family. Because once the family gets involved, they can contest that, right? They're like, who the fuck are you? And I mean, even though she signed the paper, I just think it would be a lot of legal headaches. So here's what I need to find. I need to find a rich old person who doesn't have any family that's alive and who is senile and won't, you know, recognize that I am not a real grandson or something. Do you have a grant? I mean, do you know anyone that fits those criteria? If so, email me.
Go home.
No problem taking money from the elderly, please.
Wait for you to kick the bucket. Boom. And if you have five or, you know, those old
I think part of you, there's a seed of greatness there, but we need to work on the actual execution. But thank you very much, Mambo. That is, I'm sorry, Black Mambo. Make it racist. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@thestoryofyou.com. Thestoryofyou.com is our RPG Owl website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GUIDE.
I'm looking like, well, I'm going to fight if I'm pregnant. I'm not trying to lose my town.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, Ramona. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to your news source, the Channel 12 Report at 11. I'm Frost Caliber, filling in for anchor Howard Hessman, who is out sick. Breaking developments in the Virgilville mayoral election as a new frontrunner appears to have emerged. Channel 12 at 11's very own Chance Powers has the story. Chance? I'm live, standing out front of the 24-hour gas and go for no particular reason. Earlier today, beloved child actor Arnie Lankman announced he too will make a bid for mayor of Virgilville. At a press conference today, Lankman, the mentally disabled star of 80s television drama This Special Life, laid out his plans for the struggling city. Everyone gets Twinkie Doodle snacks! I skinned my knee! I like candy. Arnie Lankman played Skippy, the retarded brother, who ended up having more friends on the show than even the popular children. It led to a brief mid-80s fad of normal kids hanging out with crazies. Here now is file footage from a Channel 12 report originally broadcast in 1985.
I don't know, they're just fun and funny. We talk with them all the time now. I haven't taught Gary here how to carry my books. Okay, do that thing I showed you. Show him what I taught you.
I want to lick your balls. Lick your balls in my mouth.
Will Arnie be able to recapture his fan base and convince them to vote for him? Asked at the press conference how he plans to reach out to voters, Lankman replied,
I don't want to get haircut.
Chance Powers for Channel 12 News. Back to you, Frost. We've got new developments in this ongoing story. Rudy Sherwood, who played Little Slow Herman on television's Hope for Another Day, has announced he too will enter the mayoral ring. We go now live to the press conference, already in progress.
Psst, Rudy, go ahead. Rudy, talk. Say something. Rudy. It's okay. Just tell the people what you told me earlier. Just remember we were talking. What did you tell me earlier?
They've got swings outside. In a sandbox. Swings in a sandbox.
That's the news. Stick with Channel 12 for continuing coverage of Special Ed Slowdown, A City Under Siege.
Arnie Lankman says he likes candy.
I like candy.
But what does he really mean?
I like candy.
Fact. In a recent interview, Arnie says too much candy makes his tummy hurt.
I like candy.
So what is it, Arnie? Do you like candy? Or don't you?
I like candy.
Haven't you had enough of seesaw politics? Rudy Sherwood sure thinks so. Fact. In the mid-1980s, Rudy's television show, Hope for Another Day, consistently beat This Special Life in the ratings.
Okay.
Vote for a winner. Vote for Rudy Sherwood.
This message was paid for by the supporters of Rudy Sherwood and the unofficial Hope for Another Day online fan club.
Rudy Sherwood wants you to believe he's a winner. Fact! During last year's mentally disabled Slowathlon, Rudy came in dead last after he tripped over his own untied shoelaces. Fact! Rudy cried like a little baby. Fact! Rudy doesn't even know how to tie his own shoes.
I've been tying Rudy's shoes for all his life. He also defecates in his pants sometimes. Defecates in his pants.
Defecates in his defecates.
Arnie Lankman has been tying his own shoes for over 5 years. And if he forgets how, he wears Velcro. Arnie hasn't had an accident in his pants for over 3 months. Clean underwear. Shoe tying abilities. Arnie Lankman for mayor.
Rudy Sherwood defecates!